Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar, this mountain of prophetic interventions. God will intervene for you. Please stretch out your hand to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. Let me bless and prophesy to your hand this morning. May God turn your hands to miracle hands. Whatever you do with these hands shall receive abundance. In Luke chapter 9 verse 16, Jesus took 5 loaves of bread, blessed it, and gave it to the disciples. The disciples gave it to the people. It was in the hands of the disciples that bread grew and the fish multiplied. Do this. Take any currency of any denomination around you there and hold it. Hold it up. I want to connect to it for prayer. I prophesy, money will grow in this hand. Resources shall grow in your hand. Anointing for healing, empowerment, and prosperity shall flow from this with this hand in the name of Jesus. Your hands are no longer feeble. Your hands are no longer porous. Acts chapter 19 verse 11 says, and God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul. Special miracles by the hand of Paul. Now do this. Take or hold your mantle, your currency in one hand, your mantle in another hand. God shall be doing mighty miracles in your hand as you lay the mantle. Anywhere and anything you lay the mantle and you call the name of Jesus Christ, healing shall flow. Wonders shall flow. Don't be afraid. As you go out today, lay this mantle on whatever and whichever is asking for God's divine intervention. Miracles will happen. Lay your hand and this mantle on yourself, on your bed, on your pillow, on your door, on your windows, on your bag, on your cloth, on your shop, your office, your factory, your car, and other things. As the Holy Ghost gives you inspiration, miracles and turnaround shall take place. Remember our teachings, mantles are not magical. They are faith provokers. Whatever can provoke your faith will deliver your miracle. Receive that grace. Receive that power. Receive that anointing. In Jesus' name, say amen, I receive it. The Spirit of God said to me, pray for 20 different groups of people for 20 days. The breadwinners, job seekers, soul winners, help and caregivers, waiting singles, waiting mothers, kingdom financiers, approval seekers, manufacturers and providers, marketers, knowledge seekers, students, job owners, kingdom preachers, health seekers, the sick, peacemakers, mentors, homemakers, platform and network owners, content creators, government officials, and security personnel. Yesterday was for job seekers. Today is for job owners. So if you are an entrepreneur, you own a shop, a factory, a consultancy platform, an enterprise, people work for you. Open your hand. Your enterprise will grow in capacity, will grow in circulation, will grow in profit. I prophesy growth and development and enlargement in all you do in Jesus' name. You will employ more hands. No matter the economic situation where you are, you will grow, you will flow, you will even blow. Say amen. Lay your hand on the enterprise and anoint your equipment and machines. Let your enterprise be tightened. As I have told you, it will open the windows of heaven and also shield you away from devourers. Tomorrow is for soul winners. All those that win soul for God, those bringing and inviting people to join Turning Point platform, you are also included. TPGF members and listeners, you will walk your way to the top. From now on, everywhere your name is mentioned or your face is seen, favor will come for you there. Help will come. And you, what you are going through, the Lord has taken over. You will return with testimonies. Say amen. August 14th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. Oh yes, you shall grow to your full old age and fulfill purpose. Happy birthday. Now, listeners, let's run. First issue for teachings today. Daddy, I'm feeling manipulated here. I have been here for decades, working and serving. And I decided to go, but people around, including our spiritual guardian, are trying to make me stay back, claiming this is the only place I can make it in life. But I have made up my mind to leave. I am 25 years old. Wow. At 25 years, you are old enough to have a clear vision and establish a clear focus for yourself. It is not true that it is only in one place you can make it in life. So establish purpose. Why you should listen to people's advice, the ultimate decision should be yours at your age. You said you have been in a place for decades serving. What's your educational level? Oh, yes. You belong to the younger generation, new generation. As I have taught us here, the first thing is to acquire education. What is your educational level? Then build a career along your passion. Start earning a living as you start working. Then start investment journey. Get married. Start raising your own family and living your own life. You are under manipulation where you are there. Please get out. At 25, you should know what you want for yourself in life. Next, Dad, my mother-in-law will not give me peace of mind. She has been staying with us for 2 years, and she also has her own daughter and son with us. Yet, she does not like seeing my own family. Sir, what's your take on this? Please help. Wow, I hope your husband is also on this platform. I want to speak to both of you. The two of you together, you have set a wrong foundation for your home, for your marriage, early. God's standard for a couple is Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. Let me read it. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. QED. Why did you go against the command of God's word, bringing your mother along with you, who also brought her daughter and her daughter's son, now, in your home? No. You have exposed your wife to the family onslaught. No more privacy for both of you. Your poor wife will cook and cook, will clean and clean, will wash and wash, and yet will not be appreciated. This will negatively affect your marriage, your children, and your entire life. You have allowed tradition instead of Bible to guide you. My marriage turns 41 this year, happy and fulfilled. I never brought my mother or any of my siblings into my house early. Later, when we started having children, my mother would come for a month at least, maximum of 1 month. She must return back to her own place. We have our privacy. We disagreed and agreed. We quarreled and settled like any normal couple we do. No third party in our life. See where God has placed us today. Be wise. Resettle your mother and your sister away from where you are to somewhere. Don't be tied to mommy's apron. Marriage is living and cleaving. No carry one's mother and family along. Please readjust. As I speak now, there are many couples that are also doing the same thing. It is wrong. Stop it. Please correct it. Next, good day, Daddy Femi Emmanuel. I am a TPGF member. What can one do as different people are saying the same thing to my son, who is a uniformed person? They said he should pray against untimely death and that he shouldn't go out for a day, which is impossible. He too is on this platform. Good. Wow. Sir, it is very urgent, sir. More anointing in Jesus' name. That's good. Who are the different people saying these things? Are they prophets, pastors, and vision seers? Do not allow such things in your space. How will a uniformed officer not go out? Don't let anyone put you under such a bondage. They see vision that put fear in people. And with fear, you become jittery, you become nervous. And once you take this one from them, they are coming with many more bizarre ones. So you become a victim. Know your God yourself. Know God's word. Do warfare prayers, as we always say. Pray, anoint yourself, live your life, and fulfill your purpose. Last word on this. Don't let dream and vision, pastor and prophets or prophetesses, and seers dictate your life to you. God's word is enough. Faith in God is enough. Be on the guideline. Please don't allow any other thing to guide you. And what you are receiving on this platform, turning point, is also enough. It is well. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Let what is blessing you bless people connected to you. Today is the Prayer Mountain service in Abuja Center, as announced yesterday, 12 to 2 p.m., Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the Fish Market, Abuja. Tomorrow, Thursday, is the one in Ikeja, Lagos. Venue is Goshen Land, Living Spring Chapel, along opposite Allen Avenue Junction, Ikeja, right on the main road there. Two services will run there tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Prayer focus for the Prayer Mountain this week, both in Abuja and all over the place, is family impartation service. It is family centered. Joshua 24 verse 15, he says, as for me, as my family and my house, we will serve the Lord. Bring all members of your family that you can find along. Schools are on holidays now in Nigeria. Bring all your children, your siblings, your spouse, everyone. Come and stand in the gap for those that will not be around. Bring their pictures and their things. Family representation and presentation service on Prayer Mountain this week. It is done only once in a year. Don't miss it. Anointed mantle shall be given to you free. Come and receive your own. Bring baby things, wedding things, your international passport, items and documents, your water bottles. Bring things to represent what you need. The power of God will be invoked and things will begin to happen. These same two services we hold in Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and New York, tomorrow. Please be there. It shall be live streamed to the whole world. Please connect from wherever you are. Pay your tithe and sow your seed. You can hear other people's testimonies. If you do what they do, you will get what they are getting. If you want us to send you the commission's account for your PayPal and your regular tithing and seed sowing, send a chat message or please send me the commission's account to +234 789 789 4000. For HSBC account, for TPGF members in United Kingdom, Remington in pound sterling, send a chat or make a call or an SMS to Adeola on +74 111 28401. Do so. I speak to everyone's life. As you begin to receive this unction and you move with it, the power of God will lift you up. What God has done for you that you are happy about will be established and enlarged. And what you hate, what is giving you pain and concern, will disappear. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.